Where would you like to open them today? Hebrews? Can I hear anywhere else? Where would you like to go today in the Bible? Everyone says Hebrews. Any other places you would like to go today? Genesis? All right. This is your chance. Where would you like to go today? What? Joshua. All right. Isaiah. Deuteronomy. Well, we're going to cover the whole Bible today. Let's pray. Father, we're going to open your word again. We're going to listen to it and I'll ask that you teach us. Help us to remember today and to remember what you want us to remember about you and about ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm not going to give you a lot to remember today because it's one of those weekends. You're probably tired. At our house, we had company all week and they all left sisters and daughters to see my dad and they left and we're just kind of tired of people. Aren't you ever get to that? So I'm not going to give you a lot to remember today, but we are going to cover the whole Bible. For those who say, well, we're not going to cover one or two verses today. We're going to cover from Genesis to Revelation. No, it's probably going to be shorter than you're used to even today. Say, how can you cover all of that? Because here's the word for today. Remember. Remember. Say it to somebody in the room. Remember. Wake up and remember. When you think of remember, you think of to recall, to think back, or to pay attention to something. You say to someone, remember who you are. Remember what I told you. Pay attention. Remember. So let's start today in the book of Hebrews chapter 2. Because when I ask you what book, someone said Hebrews, so we'll take the first choice. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. We must pay more careful attention. That's another way of saying remember. Therefore, to what we have heard. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and it was, wasn't it? Yes. And every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, and it did. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard Him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to His will. Pay attention. Remember the message that was spoken to you, that you believed. Remember so you will not drift away, as many do. What do you think of when you think of Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend? What comes to your mind? What? I didn't hear you. Camping. Wow. That's a novel idea. This is the first time in 12 years that we haven't been camping this weekend. Our family. Yes, you don't have to raise your hand. That's so good. Veterans. Good answer. You know, a lot of things comes to our mind. If you have school-age children, you think of summer begins. Summer is here. School's out. Barbecues. Long weekends. You know, this is one holiday that the church often forgets. We ignore. It's not one of those holy days on the church calendar, like Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving. It's not one of those holidays that all these people that never come to church all year show up like Christmas and Easter. In fact, this is one of those holidays that most people, even church people, don't show up. They're gone, out of town. However, it is good for us to remember, isn't it? Aren't you glad you have a memory? I'm not sure mine is as good as it used to be. They say the mind is the first to go, and I think sometimes mine is gone. But it's a good day to remember. And the Bible is full. That's why we're going to cover the whole Bible. The Bible is full of remembers. Don't forget. Remember this. Remember this. And the Bible is full of memorials. The ability to remember. It's a wonderful gift. How many of you remember that? How many of you find your memory not as good as it used to be? How many of you are around people who tell you the same thing over and over and you finally say, this is where I came in, like a movie? But it's a wonderful gift. If we had to learn everything all over again, every time. What if you forgot how to tie your shoes? And every morning someone had to teach you how to tie your shoes. That's when you'd get those Velcro shoes. We have good memories that we can pull up and replay in our mind in a flash. Perhaps your wedding day. Perhaps memories of your children. We have bad memories. When we think of those, we say, well, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to go down that road again. We have sad memories. And when we recall them, when we replay them in our mind, they can bring tears or regret. But it's a gift from God. There's some practical memories that you have. I mean, what if you didn't remember that a red light meant stop? You'd be in trouble. What if you didn't remember what day it was? Oh, it's Sunday. I forgot. What if you didn't remember your anniversary or your spouse's birthday? You'd be in big trouble. And all of us find our memories failing at times. We forget. It's like this guy I read about a couple of weeks ago. He had a memory problem. And one day he ran into a friend of his, and he hadn't seen him in a long time. And he greeted his friend and he said, Hey, did you remember that what a bad memory I used to have? And his friend said, I remember. Yeah. He said, well, I don't have that problem anymore. I went to this seminar and it was great. And I learned how to remember important things. And his friend said, well, what's the name of the seminar? He says, well, wait just a minute. Oh, my wife was with me. I'll ask her the name of the seminar. So he turned to his wife. And then he turned back to his friend. And he says, what's the name of that flower? It has a long stem with thorns on it. And flowers are red or yellow. What's the name of that flower? And his friend said, do you mean a rose? He said, yeah, that's it. He said, hey, Rose, what was the name of that seminar we went to? We forget. Some days our memories are better than others. But big events we can remember. Do you remember what you did 2 weeks ago at 2 o'clock on Tuesday? You do? Are you sure? You took a nap. But you remember big days, big events. You know, Memorial Day started after the Civil War. I wasn't alive then, but I've read about it. And within a few years, the practice of placing flowers on graves spread all over the country, whether you were from the North or the South. You know, it was originally called Decoration Day because you decorated graves. After World War I, it became a national holiday to remember those who had given their lives, veterans as someone said. Those who had given their lives so that we could enjoy the freedoms that we have in our country. And then it spread to even decorating graves of loved ones who have passed on. I remember visiting my grandmother years ago, and we were there on this weekend, and I'd never been involved in this tradition, but we had to go to all the graves of all the past people in our family who had died. They were all decorated. But is one day enough? Can we just look at Memorial Day and remember and then check it off and forget about it till next year? We tend to forget. And the Bible, as I said earlier, is full of remember this, remember that, memorials. Well, let's look at a few this morning. Let's go all the way through the Bible. Let's start with, where would we start? Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God. We remember that God created the universe, that God is in charge. We remember. But by the time you get to Genesis chapter 3, paradise is lost. Sin. Kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And so we have these memorials. You may have experienced some this week. Weeds. Labor. Not that work is bad. Adam and Eve had a job before, but now pain in childbirth. Any of you have ever experienced that? Was it a joyful time? Yes, but a memorial. Weeds and pain and death. Have you experienced that? Someone loved, close to you? That's a memorial to sin. But we also remember from Genesis chapter 3 that paradise can be regained through the death of Jesus Christ. Move on over through Genesis. Go to chapter 9. And in Genesis chapter 9, after the flood, where God said, you know, I'm really not so happy I created men. I'm going to wipe them out. But 8 people were saved. Who were they? Remember? Noah? Mrs. Noah? 3 sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their 3 wives. So 3 sons, 3 wives makes how many? 6 plus 2? 8 people of all of creation are saved in the ark. But they come out of the ark when the land finally dries up, and God sends what? A rainbow. Have you ever seen a rainbow? When you look at a rainbow, do you remember Genesis chapter 9? Every time I see a rainbow, I remember this very important fact. God keeps His promises. That's good to remember that, isn't it? Because sometimes you wonder if God is going to keep His promises. Sometimes you wonder, God, where are you? Look at a rainbow. God keeps His promises. Well, we won't have time for verse by verse through the Old Testament, but go to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 4. A lot has happened since Noah. The promise to Abraham, you'll be a great nation. All people will be blessed through you. Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, the 12 tribes. And they end up going to Egypt after Joseph. And how long were they in Egypt? Don't forget, how long were they there? 400 years they became slaves. God delivers them. 10 plagues. 40 years in the wilderness, remember? They finally come to the promised land. Moses has died. Who's their new leader? Joshua. They come to move into the promised land. The first city is Jericho, but before they even get to the city of Jericho, they have to cross a river. The Jordan. Remember? God does a miracle. He stops the water so they walk across on dry land. Turn to Joshua chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Joshua chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Well, let's go back to verse 4. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed over the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder. according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Here's a pile of rocks. And when you walk by here, in the future, when your kids say, hey, Dad, what's the deal with this pile of rocks? Verse 7, tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. A memorial. River stopped up. Everybody pick up a rock and pile it over here. And when your kids ask you, what's the deal? Tell them the story. Do your kids ever ask you, why do we do this? Why do we go to church on Sunday? Why are we different than people who don't go to church on Sunday? Why do we go up there and take grape juice and a cracker Sunday after Sunday? Why do we do that? Remember, tell them the story. Well, we could go on through the Old Testament, but I just want to remind you of the feast. How many feasts were there in the Old Testament? How many special days? A bunch. Seven? But a big one was Passover. Remember Passover? What did you do on Passover? Remember? Passover, you remembered what God had done in Egypt. The last of the 10 plagues. God had spared their firstborn, those who had put blood over their doorpost. And they ate a special meal, dressed, ready to go on a trip, just like the first Passover through the wilderness. They ate a lamb. Why a lamb? Because a lamb is coming who will take away the sin of the world. Remember? Oh, there's plenty of memorials throughout all the Old Testament. But for many of the people of Israel, they missed the point. It just became a day for a barbecue. A day to be camping. A day to take off. Long weekend. And they missed the real point of the feast. What about us? You know, we have special days. Christmas? Why do we do Christmas? It's probably not on the calendar the same time as when Jesus really was born, but it's not bad to have a day to remember. And what do you remember at Christmas? Presents? No school? Family eating together? Or do you remember this? God became a man. The incarnation, as we say every Christmas, to remind us that God became a man. Easter, what do you think of? What do you remember? Empty tomb. Easter eggs? New outfit? Big crowd at church on that Sunday. Or do you remember Christ confirmed to be God because he defeated death? You remember that? Thanksgiving. And every day is a day to remember the empty tomb, the incarnation of God, how we are blessed by God. Every day, of course. But it is good, isn't it, to have a special time to remember? And then turn over to 1 Corinthians. We're making good time through the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul is writing about the Lord's Supper. In verse 23, and you've heard this read many times, for I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, this is my body. This is a memorial of my body, which is for you. Do this. Well, what reason? In remembrance of me. So you'll remember that I gave my body. In verse 25, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup and he said, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it. Why? What does he say? In remembrance of me. Don't forget. Remember. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. You know, one of the benefits of remembering is not just thinking of the past, but because of the past, you look to the future. You remember that once you stuck your finger in that socket, it shocked you. And so, in the future, I'm not going to do that. You remember that the Lord gave His body and blood for you, but you also look to the future. Hey, folks, He's coming back. You remember and you proclaim the Lord's death, a past event, until He comes again. And therefore, we remember not to ignore this great salvation. We don't want to drift away. And then you can go over to Acts chapter 1. After Jesus' death, after His resurrection, before His ascension, He meets with His disciples, and before He leaves, and as He leaves, some angels show up, and what do the angels say? What are you doing standing here, gawking into the sky? For Jesus will what? Return in the same way He left. And then you go to Revelation. See, we got to Revelation. Revelation chapter 1, the Lord will come in the clouds. How can you even look at the clouds? And we have beautiful clouds in New Mexico, don't we? When you look at the clouds, what do you remember?
Boy, those are pretty clouds.
Or do you remember, could He be behind that cloud? He's coming. I remember any moment He's coming. Now that's a lot to remember, isn't it? All the way from Genesis, have you ever known me to cover the whole Bible in one 15-minute sermon? But I told you I'm not going to give you a lot to remember. Let's boil it down to this. Two things. Please remember, first of all, about yourself. Remember who you were without Christ. We tend to forget, don't we? Because most of us have been Christians for a while, and we tend to forget. We were just like David. We were the man. We sinned against God. We were without hope. If you go to Romans chapter 3, all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. All of us had no hope. I don't care how good a person you were. You were really nice. You made good grades. You tried really hard. You were lost and on your way to hell without Christ. All of us. Don't forget who you were. But let's not dwell on that too much. That's not so good. Let's remember who we are in Christ. Have you ever said to your children when they're going somewhere, remember what your last name is and behave accordingly? Remember who you belong to. Remember who you represent. Who are you now in Christ? This is what I was without Christ. I need to remember that. But then I need to thank God that I'm not that anymore. Look at who I am because of Christ. Remember who you are in Christ. Romans 6:23, you know that very well. The wages of sin is what? And he's not talking about just you're going to die when you get old, but eternal death, separation from God. Remember what you were, but you read the rest of the verse. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Don't sometimes in the midst of all the hassles of life, we forget who we were and who we are. You are forgiven. You have hope. You are seated in the heavenlies with Christ. Don't forget, you have a new identity. You're not who you used to be. You were a new creation. Let me ask you, because of Christ, where are you going? Anybody know where they're going? Not Socorro. Not Colorado. Where are you going? Don't forget that. So don't forget. But more importantly than thinking about yourself, don't forget about God. Who is your God? Don't forget that. We sing songs like, "Our God is greater." Who's it greater than? And we say, "Any other God?" Well, really, there's no other God. He's the only God. Remember who God is. Don't forget that. He's creator. He is sovereign. He is sustainer. He is righteous. He is ruler. He is provider. He is full of grace. He is full of mercy. What a God! Don't forget that. The one and only God that can give you everything you've got in Christ. Remember our great God who offers to you and I such a great salvation. Look again at Hebrews chapter 2. We must remember, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard. Don't forget it, so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, was it? And it was. And every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, and it did, and it will, then how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? Don't forget. Remember. We sing a lot of songs, and we're going to sing one in a moment, asking God to remember. One problem God doesn't have, for sure, is a bad memory. Does God forget? Do we have to say to God, "God, please remember what you promised. Please, God, help me remember to turn off my cell phone." No, God doesn't forget. So why do we even begin to sing a song? Why would anyone even write a song about God, "Please remember"? You know why? It's not that God forgets. But by reminding God, we're really reminding ourselves who God is. Let's stand together and pray, and then let's ask God to remember. Thank you, great God, that you do not forget. Oh, you forgive our sin and you remove them. And in a sense, you forget our sins because of the fact that you are looking at us and you see Christ. But what you have promised, you will do. May what we have promised, may we remember to practice. Please remember that we are your people, that you have saved us by your grace. Of course, you remember that. Help us to remember. So forgive us for reminding you when you don't forget, but it's good for us to remind ourselves who you are, what we were, but now, because of who you are, what we are in your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.